The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, December 22, 2022. Cuba celebrates today the Day of the Educator on the 61st anniversary of the successful completion of the first great educational feat of the revolution, the Literacy Campaign. In educational centers throughout the country, including those for teacher training, the consecration of these professionals dedicated to the noble task of educating and teaching is recognized, also to those who in their early youth contributed to this feat. The day before, the rectors of the Ministry of Higher Education received the Josete Medal for their contributions to the training of new generations of professionals and a work dedicated to that discipline. This distinction recognizes the work and merits of educators of any level of education with 25 years or more of performance in the sector, and also rewards workers from institutions and political, social, and mass organizations, Cuban or foreign, relevant in construction of socialism. On December 22, 1961, the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, proclaimed the country a territory free of illiteracy after the battle for knowledge that involved some 271,000 volunteer educators from all over the Cuban territory and placed the country among the nations with the lowest illiterate rate in the world. Japan sent a donation of medical equipment on Wednesday to a Cuban health institution as part of a project promoted by this Asian nation and UNICEF to strengthen health capacities in fighting off COVID-19 on the Caribbean island. Lidia and Clodomira Polyclinic, based in Havana's Regla municipality, received brand new refrigerators and coolers with thermal regulators pre-qualified by the World Health Organization to guarantee well-preserved vaccines. The Japanese ambassador to Cuba, Kenji Hirata, expressed his satisfaction with his country's donation to Cuba through UNICEF to fight the pandemic. She congratulated Cuban government, people, and scientists for their achievements ahead of the health crisis. UNICEF representative in Cuba, Alejandra Trocero, on the other hand, said this project will benefit over 6 million people, including 1.2 million children. Japan and UNICEF's collaboration agreement with Cuba, signed back in November 2021, is 70% complete and is due to conclude in April 2024. The Permanent Secretary of Agriculture in St. Kitts and Nevis, Miguel Fleming, and Cuba's Ambassador to Basse-Terre, David Rivero, evaluated new possibilities for cooperation in the sector. During the meeting, both parties discussed short-term plans in which the island could provide technical assistance, among other aspects. Meeting at the Cuban embassy, Fleming and Rivero confirmed their interest in expanding ties and agreed to intensify joint actions, always in line with the development priorities of their countries' economies. Both nations established diplomatic relations on May 10, 1995, and since then they began to develop fraternal ties and collaborated in education, health, and the environment. And in the international agenda, we have that the elected president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will announce on this day all the names of the ministers of his new government, as anticipated by the future head of the civil house, Rui Costa. On December 9, Lula announced the first five names of ministers of his upcoming administration, which he will take office on January 1st. Recently, the ex-unionist pointed out that the base of the portfolios will be the same as when he left the mandate in 2010, adding the Ministry of Original Peoples. He insisted once again on having a commitment to the economic growth of the country with the resumption of employment. Meanwhile, the highly pathogenic avian influenza H5N1 is currently affecting Chilean territory, where local agriculture ministry reported more than 1,000 birds dead. In statements to the El Mercurio TV channel, the Undersecretary of Agriculture, José Guajardo, said H5N1 is more aggressive and predicted outbreaks in the south of the country before the end of the summer. Colombia, Ecuador, Mexico, Peru, and Venezuela also reported H5N1 infections that kill domestic and wild animals and also cause high morbidity and mortality. In view of fresh outbreaks in several countries, the regional office of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization decided to activate the disease coordination and response protocols. FAO is now in contact with the official veterinary services and ministries of agriculture, livestock, and environment of affected countries in order to provide them with technical and logistical support to deal with the emergency. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.